Ian, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
The Fenton Center for Creative Arts must be one of the liveliest places in Hamilton. Your season launch is coming up this week on Friday. Tell us what will be going on.
We're very excited. This is our third annual season launch, having started 2 years ago, and we've been building on our crowds and our activities ever since. We're going to be open from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's a free event for the whole community. All the public is invited. We'll be open from basement to ballroom, and we'll have live activities going on where you can go into our ceramics room or our mosaics room. The P&G Big Band will be playing live from 7 p.m. out on our Riverview Terrace. We have a fantastic new cinema. The cinema will be open that evening. You can go and have a spy at that. All our studios will be open. Of course, our galleries will be open. You can get yourself a little something to eat, something to drink, and out on our Riverview Terrace. It's going to be a beautiful evening, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, maybe we should go into your film series right now.
Well, we're very excited about the new Fitton Cinema. It's a community-based cinema going into our Fitton Family Theatre. We're going to have a 9,000-lumen projector on a 22-foot screen this summer, and we're going to be programming into this fall. It's an exciting new venture for the Fitton Center and an exciting new venture for Hamilton, which, as you may have seen, has become a center for film activity over the last couple of years. I think we've had 4 to 5 feature films filmed in Hamilton, and we're looking forward to the ability to be able to screen those right downtown.
What about musical events that are a departure from previous years or any that you have a particular interest in?
Well, we have our Fitton Showstoppers, and that kicks off in October. Saturday, October 28, and we're going to kick off with the Newbies, their original Beatles show. The Newbies come out of Northern Kentucky. They're a fantastic 5-piece band, and added to that, 4-piece strings and a 3-piece horn section. It's going to be an incredible night out. If you're a Beatles fan, you're in for a wild and raucous show. They're incredible musicians and wonderful performers. And for us, what an incredible way to kick off our season of events through 2017 and 2018.
Well, do you have many performers that are particular favorites and appear on your schedule every year?
Well, we're very pleased this year. We have our Fitton Family Christmas with Nancy James, and Nancy is returning to the Fitton Center again. For Christmas, we had this show last year. We had 2 sold-out shows. This year, we're going to do 3. She brings with her the 10-piece River City Band, another 3 singers. We have Santa Claus and a special Frozen guest, but it's a wonderful treat for all of the family, all your Christmas favorites, old and new, brought together with the wonderful, incomparable Nancy James, obviously a Cincinnati and a Northern Kentucky favorite, a wonderful artist to work with and to see on stage. And we also have this year, we have Mandy Barnett, the voice of Patsy Cline. She's coming back at Valentine's Day. So she'll be at the Fitton Center in February 17, with her show Always. She sold out 2 years ago in 2015. Wonderful to have her back. What an incredible talent. And a fantastic performer for the Fitton stage.
Well, your website also suggests that people can book their own events.
Well, we have a 250-seat ballroom, a full-service ballroom upstairs overlooking the Great Miami River. That's available for all sorts of events, particularly weddings and special events, parties and anniversaries. We have a fantastic event staff that can look after you there. But you could also have a cocktail reception in one of our 5 art galleries. And also the Fitton Family Theatre is also available for rent, not only for events, but particularly for community engagement, for people looking to put on performances. That is available for hire throughout the year. And you can work with our hire department and our technical services department to find out what suits you and how we can help you have a fantastic event, performance, or special event at the Fitton Center.
Well, between now and September 1st, the center is also open to proposals for solo or group art exhibitions. What kind of response do you get?
We get a phenomenal response. We have artists from all around America, and in fact, we're going internationally now. We have a wonderful group of volunteers who come on our artist selection committee and work with our head of exhibitions every year to put on the exhibitions that happen throughout the year. We change those out every 6 to 8 weeks in our large galleries. And we also have a community gallery that's available, as I said, for community events, for schools, for churches, for art collectives to come in and show at the Fitton Center. So there's a wide range of ways you can be involved and have your art shown at the Fitton Center. And we welcome all proposal and all ideas. It becomes a really exciting part of what we do. And we do the same thing with our Street Spark program as well. We have a street art and mural program that happens throughout Hamilton. And again, we have strong community input within an independent group of people coming in to help and advise us. So we're getting a broad selection of thinking, a broad selection of artistic styles to come into the Fitton Center. We're incredibly proud of the art that we hang there. Kathy Mayhew and her team do a wonderful job in curating that. And in addition to that, we have our member showcase, which will come up as part of this 2017-2018 season. And beyond that, we have what's called Hamilton Current, that has our biennial art show for the greater Hamilton area. And we have a fantastic array of artists, both professional, semi-professional, and emerging artists, which we love to support.
Entrance to your art exhibitions is always free. How often do the exhibitions change, and do you have more than one on view at any one time?
We have four major exhibitions a year, and they change between 6 and 8 weeks, and of course there's a downtime in between. And with that, our community gallery downstairs, that's only 2 to 3 weeks, and so that's revolving all the way through the year. We always try to coincide openings with other events, so if you're coming to see a show and we have a gallery opening, we'll try and put those on the same date and also work in our community gallery because we love the ideas of people coming for one thing and being able to explore another. You can come in, you can enjoy your lunch. We've got a free Wi-Fi there. You can come and just chill out. Enjoy that. Take the time and explore. We'd love to see you in the galleries.
Well, I'd also like to know more about classes. You have classes for adults and you have classes for children. Let's start with the ones for children.
We really have a wonderful education department at the Fitton Center, and it's really at the core of what we do. We run that throughout the year and also into the summer with our summer camps. For kids, there is drawing, there is painting. We have our own youth pottery class that goes on throughout the year where you can be learning hand building basics, and that comes with full glazing and firing so you can take all the pieces home with you. Now we're moving into mosaics as well and sculpture. There's a wide range of things for kids to do in terms of technology. So we're looking at digital photography and Photoshop classes through to animation and now cartoon drawing and comic book making. So we really try to put a diverse array there to engage kids where they want to be engaged, the things that they want to try to do and experience. We have incredibly talented and highly qualified teachers dedicated to their work. We spend a lot of time trying to find those people and keep them engaged at the Fitton Center because they're really at the core of our program, are our wonderful educators.
What about classes for adults?
Some really popular ones this past year have been our art and wine class. You can learn to paint, but you can go freestyle as well. We don't make you paint within the lines, quite literally, and have a couple of glasses of wine and share that with a friend. And on top of that, we have our mosaics class, but now we have the ability to do not only mosaics for display, but wearable music. So you can come and make a piece of jewelry and a pendant. And again, we invite you to do that by bringing a friend along, making that an outing, making that an event that you can share with someone. An alternate to that, if you want to come in and take a ceramics class, learn how to spin the potter's wheel, some alone time, some focus on you just for a couple of hours, that's also encouraged. And on top of that, we have what's called our Studio Plus. So you're able to rent time in our studios and be freestyling. But with that, there is always a qualified instructor in the room to assist you, to help you, to talk with. It's a very communal place, our potting studio. We love seeing that, and we love making that available to the wider community to use.
Thanks so much, Ian, for coming in to tell us about the upcoming season at Fitton Center for Creative Arts in Hamilton.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking with Ian McKenzie Thurley, Executive Director at the Fitton Center. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.
I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and it's much worse when you're near. Here I am, with all my bridges burned. I'm just a baby.